Ladies and gentlemen, are we all ready to go? Thank you for coming along this morning. This is going to be a quite brief press conference to advise you that three parties in Parliament, Labor, the Greens and the Progressive Party, have decided to proceed with a parliamentary inquiry into why the bank interest rates have not come down to the degree that they should have with the drop in the official cash rate. Reserve Bank Governor has pointed out quite clearly that floating interest rates on mortgages are higher than they should be. That means that decent, hard-working, ordinary New Zealanders are paying more for their mortgages than they need to be, that businesses that are struggling to survive in a recession are also paying higher costs than they should be. The idea was that this should be a proper inquiry through a parliamentary select committee. National has blocked that and instructed the support parties also to vote against it. That's quite strange, given that all members of the select committee seemed at the beginning quite intent on doing this. We intend to invite the widest range of people to present submissions to the committee. That will include the unions, the manufacturers, the farmers, economists and ordinary consumers. We will also be inviting the leaders of other parties to make members available for this parliamentary inquiry. No party will be excluded, all will be invited. This is a chance, firstly, for New Zealanders to be able to have their say on interest rates. Secondly, for the banks to have the chance to answer the criticisms that have been made by the Reserve Bank and others. The proceedings will be conducted fairly. People will have a proper chance to put forward their point of view. And at the end of it, the conclusions that will be reached from that inquiry will be based on the evidence that has been presented. We hope that Dr. Bollard will be presenting evidence to that committee and that the government will not block his ability to attend and to give evidence. He's been a crucial player in this. At this point, I'd like to invite my colleagues to talk briefly about the inquiry. Russell Norman.
Thanks, Phil. The Green Party is very pleased to be able to support this inquiry. Obviously, we would have preferred to have a proper select committee inquiry, and we're still hopeful that some of the other parties might change their mind and decide to participate. We can only hope. We think that there are some serious questions that need to be asked. When the OCR has dropped 575 points, but the business lending rate to small and medium-sized enterprises has only dropped 250 points, I think there are really serious questions to be asked about what the banks are doing. We think the banks have got a right to defend themselves and to put their point of view, but we also think the public have got a right to ask questions of the banks. They are a critical part of the New Zealand economy. They're an essential part of the economic infrastructure of our country. But nonetheless, they don't, on the surface of it, appear to be passing on all the cuts to floating mortgages and to small and medium-sized enterprises. So we're very pleased to be here. We're looking forward to the inquiry, and we certainly hope that as Mr. Gough has just said, that the governor of the Reserve Bank is allowed and enabled to address the inquiry. And I'll hand over to Jim.
Thank you very much, Phil and Russell. The facts are that the Australian-owned banks are charging interest rates in New Zealand that are higher than the same banks are charging in Australia. And I therefore support strongly this inquiry. I'm supporting it because the banks have questions to answer to the public, in my view, about why there is a difference in the rates they charge here versus the rates they charge to Australians in their own country. Overseas-owned banks, mainly Australian of course, took $11.7 billion out of New Zealand last year in interest and profits. That's more than the entire sum collected by GST revenue, and the amount they've been paying themselves has increased rapidly over the last 3 or 4 years. Interest rates charged by overseas banks are especially affecting farmers, which is of course the core business of New Zealand in terms of export earnings. Total farm debt at the moment is $43 billion. At farm lending rates of 13 to 14%, that means our farmers are having to pay $5 to $6 billion a year in interest alone to Australian-owned banks. Every 1% of interest charge represents $450 million off the bottom lines of New Zealand farmers. The Australian banks charge interest on unsecured loans of 17.95% in New Zealand, compared to 16.9% by Kiwi Bank. So that represents over $450 million in terms of charges by the Australian banks. Interest on a standard Westpac credit card in New Zealand is 19.45%. In Australia, the comparable interest rate charged on a standard Westpac card is 17.74%. The Australian banks have to explain, in my view, why the creditworthiness of New Zealand is less than the creditworthiness of Australia. Australia has an official cash rate which is actually higher than the New Zealand cash rate. Kiwi Bank is able to charge 12.9% on its standard credit cards. So I think an inquiry will help establish why Australian banks are charging New Zealanders more than they charge Australians, and that's a fair question for New Zealanders to know the answer to.
Thank you very much, Jim. David Cunliffe, Labor's finance spokesperson.
Thank you, Phil. A couple of words on process. The objectives of the inquiry, firstly, are to encourage broad participation and to get the facts on the table for all New Zealanders to see. Secondly, we expect to have a high-quality report that is supported by a strong, independent international analysis. And thirdly, actionable recommendations that can be taken forward and considered by the Treasury and the Reserve Bank and the banks themselves. Process from here, interested parties will be meeting during this week to discuss mutually the details. It'd be inappropriate of us to finalise all of that before we've heard back from National, ACT, the Māori Party and others. So we're looking forward to that discussion and to making a further announcement on the process within a week. But broadly, we would anticipate submissions to be called from interested parties as soon as possible, to be heard during August with a report finalised around the end of that month. We are looking forward to doing high quality work. We're not going to prejudge the conclusions. I would note that the banks themselves believe that they have a good story to tell and that they've done nothing wrong, and they deserve the opportunity to put that case in public and to have the facts heard fairly. So we believe this is a matter of significant public interest. If Federated Farmers numbers are a guide, that's $400 million for the farming sector roughly, it could easily be a $1 billion question across New Zealand's businesses and households as a whole. $1 billion here, $1 billion there, pretty soon you're talking real money. So we think this is an issue that should be pursued in the full transparency of the public domain. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much, David. Ladies and gentlemen, questions?
Robert, I'll say this is just, you know, it's a farce because it doesn't have any teeth, no one has to take any notice of your recommendations, and essentially they could call it a stunt. What would you say to that?
Well, it's not a farce and it's not a stunt. This is a serious inquiry into a serious issue. People right across the New Zealand community have expressed their concern. At the top level, the Governor of the Reserve Bank. The Governor of the Reserve Bank, I think, would have welcomed a select committee inquiry. It would have added to the pressure that he is placing on the banks to do the right thing, to help New Zealand out of recession by keeping interest rates at a reasonable level. This will enable a public debate to take place that National has tried to suppress. The report at the end of it, as David Cunliffe has said, will be a quality report based on the evidence provided to the committee by all of the parties that come before it.
How confident are you, though, that anyone will take part, like the banks and like the Reserve Bank Governor?
Well, we would very much like the Reserve Bank Governor to take part. He will have to seek the permission of the government to do that. I imagine that the government would not want to stifle public debate and stand in the way of Dr. Bollard presenting his evidence to the committee. The banks will be very welcome to give evidence. Questions have been raised of them. This is a chance for them fairly to answer those questions in a public arena.
So how will this inquiry actually summon up the sort of power of the select committee inquiry? How will you actually make them come if the banks decide they don't want to fund up?
It's not a case of making anyone come. It's a case of providing the opportunities for a cross-section of New Zealanders, sector groups and ordinary New Zealanders to come to have their say, the chance that they've been denied by the National Party's actions.
I mean, I think if the banks are so proud of their position, they'll welcome the opportunity to explain it to the public. And if they don't, the public will be able to make up their own mind about what that means.
Shouldn't you approach the banks
Dr. Boller about this, or is this going to be a surprise for them?
The letters are, will be going out this week to all parties and to all groups and individuals, inviting them to come to the committee. David, do you want to add further to this?
Yes, I should be frank and say that I have had some contact with Dr. Boller, and anticipate that he will want to take the steps that Mr. Goff has indicated.
It's important to remember, I mean, this is going to be the only real opportunity that the public of New Zealand have to engage in this debate, because the government's closed down the other avenues. So, you know, a select committee inquiry, at the end of the day, just makes recommendations. They're not binding on the government. We're holding an inquiry which will make recommendations, which also won't be binding, but at least we'll have the opportunity to have the open public debate that we really need to have.
Why do you think National essentially engineered the turning down of an inquiry in the first place?
I think that the National Party would have to answer for that itself, why it wanted to suppress a debate, why it wanted to end discussion about the appropriate levels of interest rates is very hard to understand. It was John Key himself that said that the last cut in the OCR by Dr. Bollard went into the pockets of the banks and not the consumers. But now he seems to have got cold feet, backed off holding an inquiry, backed off putting any pressure at all on the black banks to explain themselves.
Pretty ironic, however, that the National Party have said that they want to use the Kiwi Bank to act in the marketplace against the other banks. I seem to recall a certain amount of opposition to Kiwi Bank from National. In fact, it wasn't too long ago when they were going to sell it.
Is there any question about whether or not the Speaker would give you permission, give logistical support to an inquiry like this?
Well, we'll approach the Speaker to use a normal select committee room. If we hope that the Speaker, in deference to the fact that three political parties represented in Parliament want to hold this inquiry, would be cooperative. If that's not the case, then it's open to hold the inquiry in another room such as this.
But you'd need services of Support Services Administration.
Oh, well, we would be delighted if we had those parliamentary support services, but in the absence of that, we would provide our own staff to do that work.
Have you any feedback from the other parties about whether they would take part?
The letters will be going out to them today. I regret very much that they blocked the Select Committee inquiry, particularly the Māori Party, and we would hope that they would reconsider their position. Likewise, the ACT Party doesn't want to be seen as the poodle of the National Government. I think somebody like Roger Douglas would be very interested in this, but I guess the question is where the numbers will fall within their caucus.
I just see the perk buster there. There's a fair amount of perks in this one.
Great. Any further questions?
I can ask about another matter. I understand that it's going to be announced that Don Walsh will be this 2025 productivity commission organisation this afternoon. What's your reaction to him getting that position?
Oh, we're seeing a series of Trojan horses set up by the National Government aimed to achieve privatisation. The comments that John Whitehead is making is not being made without the permission and the support of the National Government. The comments that Mark Weldon made about supporting privatisation of SOEs, again, it's all part of a plan that the National Party has that's been ill-disguised and not denied by the Prime Minister last Sunday.
What do you think of Don Brash, though, being back in the building, back in politics?
Looking ahead to 2025.
Well, Don Brash's views are well known on that. He's been very frank about his support for privatisation and a right-wing ideology to govern the direction this country moves in. You might have a smiling face at the front, but behind that, you've got the real face of what National Party ideology is about.
Isn't that his 100th birthday?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's important to remember, you know, the 2002 election was the defeat of the hard right within the National Party. The 2005 election, was the defeat of the hard right within the National Party. And it's very worrying to see it reappearing again after we've had this, very moderate face of the National Party, and then the hard right reappears. I think that is concerning for people that, you know, a lot of voters, they said, OK, we'll go with the National Party government because it's moderated itself, and now we're starting to see some of the hard right reappearing, and I think a lot of voters will be worried about that.
In economic terms, the National Party appears to be caught between having no plan or a plan that New Zealanders, once they get to know it, will not like.
The perception is pure Crosby Texter. The reality behind that is that the ideology hasn't changed on the right. OK, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. That was good. Yeah.